The three-day forum on Catholic-Muslim dialogue ended today with delegates signing a joint declaration on love of God and love of neighbour at the Pontifical Gregorian University. Earlier in the day, Pope Benedict XVI met with a group of Catholic and Muslim scholars in the Vatican, where he emphasised the global interest generated by the seminar. He also praised its emphasis on the dignity of the human person and mutual respect between the two religions. Philippa Hitchin followed events here at the Vatican.
Despite their theological differences, Christians and Muslims are called by God to work together in promoting respect for human dignity and upholding fundamental human rights. That was the heart of Pope Benedict's message on Thursday to participants at a three-day seminar organised by the new Catholic-Muslim Forum here in the Vatican. Some two dozen Muslim scholars have been meeting with a similar number of Catholic experts under the auspices of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue to discuss the theme Love of God, Love of Neighbour, the dignity of the human person and mutual respect.
I was pleased to learn that they were able at this meeting to adopt a common position on the need to worship God totally and to love our fellow man and human disinterestedly, especially those in distress and need.
In his words to participants at the Catholic-Muslim Forum, Pope Benedict said respecting and defending life as a gift from God must form the common ground for building a more fraternal world in which confrontations are settled peacefully and the devastating power of ideologies is neutralised.
Political and religious leaders have the duty of ensuring the free exercise of these rights in full respect for each individual's freedom of conscience and freedom of religion.
In conclusion, Pope Benedict said failure to overcome past prejudices and promote a message of peace and harmony will weaken the credibility and effectiveness not only of such interfaith dialogue, but also ultimately of religions themselves. I'm Philippa Hitchin.